Hi, this is Tiffany the Last, and I'm on the phone with Denise Baba of the Pay It Forward Project. Hi, Denise.
Hi, how are you?
Great, thank you. You formed your group with your friend Wendy Farrell, and I was just wondering how you and Wendy started this great organization.
We started this organization in 2005, actually, after I came back from helping with a tsunami relief effort in Sri Lanka. Mm-hmm. I spent 4 weeks in Sri Lanka, and after those 4 weeks, I knew that I couldn't take another vacation, another day off without doing this. So I started doing research how I could receive donations and be able to give receipts for the donations that I get, so I can get more donations. And that's basically how I started. My curiosity started right there and then, because I had done other fundraisers, and I knew that if I can get donations, I could bring the donations to countries such as Sri Lanka or Pakistan, which at that time the earthquake in Pakistan had already happened. So I really wanted to travel to these places and help these people that have been affected by these natural disasters. So after a little bit of research, I learned all about setting up a nonprofit or a 501c3, as they call it, and I hire a consulting company that helped me set up the paperwork.
Oh, cool. I read that last month you were in Peru helping with the victims of that earthquake.
Yes, it's next month. I'm actually leaving. It's going to be from the 4th to the 11th. I happen to be traveling to visit some of my customers because I do this on my free time, basically. I do the nonprofit, and during my full-time job, I get to travel to South America. Mm-hmm. And it was just so happened that I happened to be going to visit a customer in Peru. So I decided to extend my visit and stay a little longer to help with the earthquake relief effort in Peru. If that's going to happen, we're doing a fundraising as we speak. We have about $2,000 so far raised, and we're collecting all kinds of donations as far as clothing and medicine to bring down to Peru and be able to deliver to the affected areas.
So if people want to help you out, they just go to your website?
Yes. It's basically, you can make a tax deduction donation, and you can go to www.payitforwardproject.org, and you can make a donation online. And if you like to make it via check, you can also, all the instructions are right there. Mm-hmm. And the beauty of one of the main reasons why I like to set up my own nonprofit was because I wanted to make sure that 100% of the donations that I received from the people that donated was going directly to help the victims, whether it's, the people that we help. I have a full-time job, so I pay for my own expenses. Therefore, I can take the liberty of using 100% of the donations to help the people that, we travel to. And so far, we have been helping people that have been affected by some kind of natural disaster, such as, the tsunami, the earthquake in Pakistan, the earthquake now in Peru. But we also have projects in Argentina where we are working with a community with Indian women, and we're buying them sewing machines.
Oh.
So they can find a way to become sustainable.
Mm-hmm.
by sewing different, t-shirts or clothing in general. So we're teaching them how to sew, and then at the same time they can, become sustainable. We have another project similar to that in El Salvador, where we bought kitchens, and they cook pupusas.
What's that?
Pupusas is a local, it's a traditional Salvadorian meal. So with $150, we purchase a kitchen, and the material to make these pupusas, which is like a little, I'm not very good at describing it. It's a very delicious traditional Salvadorian meal. It's like a bread stuffed with beans and cheese. It's really, really good. Mm. And that just something as little as $150 helped them set up a small business, and they can become sustainable.
And then they're selling those out on the streets?
Yes, exactly. They're selling them on the streets. I just got back from El Salvador to visit one of the families that we bought the kitchens, and she is so happy. It's a community that we've been following up and assisting with another family. We lend them the money to buy supplies for bicycles, like a bicycle repair shop.
Yeah.
So they bought repair stuff, and then that's how they're, you know, making a living right now. Mostly the people that we're helping right now are women. Eventually what we want to do is set up like small little loans, so the people that we help can actually pay back the money. So and when they start paying that money back and we collect that money, another family will be aligned to receive mm-hmm. that money and set up another business. So we want to set it up so they're like little microfinance loans.
I think I first read about your work on the Burrito Projects page and your homeless program in Washington, D.C. You're not only working worldwide, but you also have some programs going on here in the United States. Can you tell me about that one?
It was something that started out of my curiosity to just find out why there were people that were homeless in the States when, I grew up in Argentina, and coming over here is like the land of opportunity. You know, you can get a job doing anything. So I couldn't understand why there were homeless people. So January 1st is when I started going out, and I just wanted to sit down and have lunch, take someone out of the cold, and sit down and just chat with someone who's homeless and understand and just talk to them and see why, not why, but just chat with them. At the very beginning, they're very defensive. There's a little wall that they build, you know, because who are you? Why are you talking to me? Why are you buying me lunch? But after a little while that you can start talking to them, and the ice, you know, you break the ice and they start talking to you. And then you ask them, I like to ask them a question, if you were given the chance to do anything you want to, and you were guaranteed not to fail at it, what would you do? Mm-hmm. And I'm fascinated by the answers I get by the different people that we have taken out. And we taken a group of people one day. We said, well, let's do it a little bigger. During the time that the movie The Pursuit of Happiness was playing, I thought it was a great idea just to gather a few homeless people randomly, take them out to see the movie, and then out to lunch and gather their thoughts. And every experience is just so unique, and you learn something new from everybody. Mm-hmm. Everybody. We're currently still working with one of the persons that we met in January, and actually February of this year. His name is Ken, and he has taken upon him to spread the word about paying it forward. And he comes to all the yard sales that we have to help us. He's right now working with a social worker on getting a job.
Wow.
and moving on his own, because he was living on a group home.
Mm-hmm.
We first met him begging on the streets, and then we took him to see a movie, The Pursuit of Happiness, and then we took him out to lunch, and ever since then, we have been following up like at least once a month. And we have taken him one day. He told us that his lifetime dream was to go to see a DC United game. And Wendy's a big soccer fan, so we took him to see a DC United game, and he was so happy. And he started to build some kind of, you know, a friendship with us. And he says, you'll see him if you go to our website, or we also have a MySpace, at MySpace facebook.com/PIFP. You see a video when we took him and how he's helped us to pay it forward and during the yard sales, talking to people about who we are and how he's an example of how we help him. And he's so proud of it. So that's, to me, you know, out of all the people that we went out and sit down and talked to about, you know, and we posted that question, I felt like every time I was asking that question, it was like planting a little seed.
Mm-hmm.
Of, you know, there's a chance, you know. You can actually, if you really wanted to, you can do it. You know, if you were guaranteed not to fail,
mm-hmm.
you know. And it's been such a rewarding experience. People tell me, you know, you sacrifice so much. I'm like, gosh, this is not sacrifice. I feel selfish because I gain so much
mm-hmm.
from each experience. I can't wait until I you know, I do it full time.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to take my time to be able to do it right. And I know, you know, living my life right now with this purpose has just been amazing. Amazing. It's a lot of work because I do have a very demanding full-time job.
Mm-hmm.
The great benefit is that I have 5 weeks vacation that after a lot of negotiation with my bosses, I was allowed to take this year. I'm taking only 4, but I'm going back to my long trip to Pakistan to follow up on the loans that we gave out there last year, and I'm going to Cambodia to help some children that are living on a trash dump site.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's never ending.
Yeah, well, thank you for sharing some of your stories, and I'm sure we'll be hearing a lot more of your project in the future. It doesn't seem like you're going to be stopping anytime soon. We're Pirate Pods, and we like to end our chats with a pirate impression or an R. Could you do that for us?
Oh,
thank you
for the opportunity to share my story with you.
Bye-bye.